And Daf Samachim Medalef, let us start again from Tana Rabbanon. Tana Rabbanon. Nisa is Larishain Bloyhayo Rabbanon. A woman married one person, she didn't have any children. Lishaini Bloyhayo Rabbanon. Lishlishi Laitinose. So she's not permitted to marry a third person. El Lamishi Yesh Rabbanon. So, the Bereis is going according to Rebbe, after two times Zachazake. And, I assume that she can't have children. She's the Sibbe. So she should, by the third time, she has to make sure to marry someone that has Bonim. Nisais, Lami Shain Le Bonim. She married someone that didn't have children the third time. Taitzei b'leik sube. So, Taisva says pshat that it is speaking about as follows. It is speaking about that he was unaware of her past history, that she had been married twice and for 20 years already didn't have children. He didn't know it. And she married him. A day after the Sheva Brachas, he didn't have any children. A day after the Sheva Brachas, he finds out that she has such a history, that she was married twice, she didn't have children. So she was Huchzak, she can't have children. So he says it's a Mekach Tois. I don't want to give you a Ksubit. Now the Shaila is, if it's a Mekach Tois, you have to give a get. So the svara is that it's a suffik mekach tois. Even though there's a chazoke that she can't have children, but that's not a double borrow. Could be she could have children. So it's a suffik. I really don't know if she can't have children bebrirus. Could be she could have children. Could be she can't. So when it comes to Yisurim, hey, you can't be matter her Leshuk without a get. You have to go and give her a get. When it comes to money, could be you can't have children. The first 20 years you didn't have children. Could be you can't have children. So therefore, so that's the case so far. And he didn't know about it. His taitse, he gives her a get. Maybe she could have children. After all. But b'loi ksube, but he doesn't have to give her ksube because maybe you can't have children. So it's a mekach tois. Iboyilu. Niseis lishlishi b'loi hoyu labonim. She married a third person for 10 years. B'loi hoyu labonim. And now there was a chazoke of 30 years. Mahu delitvuua hanach kamoi. So now, we'll see in Taisvis, just to get through the sugya, it's speaking about that a fellow according to Rebbe, that Rebbe holds after two times is a chazoke, that's benegeya isurim, we'd say she's not permitted to marry a third person, shein leibonim, we assume she can't have children, but legabi mominis, we need a chazoke of three times. So that's what happened. She married three men. It was a 30-year period. Now we have a chazoka that helps legabi momin that I know she can't have children. Three men didn't have children from her. Mao de litvua hanoch kamoy. Can the first two who gave her a ksube, can they come to her now and say that, we see now you're married three times, you didn't have any children, so we see you can't have children. Now, we want back the ksube. Mimotzi omri lo igoli milse da'atu de gomes. Now we see that it was you. So memele, so memele, it was a mekach toy, so we don't know you a ksube. It was your fault. You couldn't have children. Maybe she can say, now by the third husband, I can't have children. But by you, when I was married to you, I could have children. Now, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in Kovet Zahores lives by Tzachian on this Gemara. Rabbi Chanan says he always understood the gather of Chazake is works as follows. Let's say, Asher Hamuid, Asher Stam Shvorim Becheska Shima Kaimi. Asher is, we don't have to assume that Asher is a mazik. I can assume that Asher is a tame animal. It shtaises once, I assume it's a mikre. Some of there was a reason, but it's not, it doesn't show anything. If it shtaises a second time, another mikra happened. It shtaises three times. So there's a klal ha-mikrois einon masmidois. A mikra doesn't happen. Coincidence happened. Keseda, no such thing. To say three mikras happen, three mikras don't happen. So what do I say? So I say, so there must be a common cause for all these three occurrences. What is the common cause? It's a wild shirt. Why don't you pay on the first negichen as a ksholem? So he says there was no hasra. So if there's no hasra, so therefore you don't pay as a ksholem. But I assume that there's a common cause for all these three occurrences. That is the yisod of chazoke. So Rabbi Chanan says he doesn't understand this gemara. This woman was married to three men. The first one didn't have children. No, could be it was him. The second one, according to the Gabi Momen, could be it's also him. She married a third person. Three times she should marry a shlemazel that can't have children. It could be, but they say, because they must meet this. So Mistame Pshat is that there's a common reason for all these three occurrences. She can't have children. So Rabbi Chanan says, so what is Pshat Hashtu de Kochshi? She says, it's a Moiradiki Gemara over here. The Gemara says, from the Gemara we see that she has to be Moirad that she can't have children. It seems that after three times she has to be said, she can't. But now it occurred. So I'm saying that this is not a reason for all three occurrences. The first time was because of him. The second time because of the second us. The third time is because of me. That's what we see from our Gemara. Rabbi Chanan doesn't understand this. But al koponim, l'chayre from our Gemara, we see that there's another Indian of Chazake. Not the way Rabbi Chanan understood. That pshat is that three mikres won't occur. But two mikres can occur. So that's what I say. The first time could be she married a shlemazel. The second time she married another shlemazel. That could be. So could that, but the third, three shlemazel she married, that can be. So now, so the, what's the whole shaila? So why, by the third time, doesn't she have children? No, hash to the koshi. Now it's talking. He's not a shlemazel. Three shlemazels to marry, that wouldn't be. Mistum, it's my fault. But the first two times, it could be staka mikra, it could be. The first two times I married people that they couldn't have children from me. That's what we see from our Gemara. The Gemara seems to say that the gather of Chazake is that I can't say that all three are mikres, but I'm not mechuyev to say that there's a common reason for all three. There could be two mikres and the third was a... But now I assume, Aistis, that it's her fault. So Memele... So she can come with this taina hashtahu de kochshi. Yesterday we mentioned the Taisus Harosh says that this taina of hashtahu de kochshi is only a svore if she's a murzik in the money, so she can taina. How do you know hashtahu de kochshi? Maybe you were kochshi before also. But I'm a murzik, so you have to prove that I was a kochshi before. I'm saying hashtahu de kochshi. So you can't take away the ksuba from me. Now we'll see there's a shaila, others hold, al-fatan ashtu the kochshi, if the first two didn't pay her the ksuba, She can learn from them the Ksuba also. From the first two. Hashtu the Kochshi. We'll see. Mistavra Motzis Omrulu Ashti the Kochshi. So now we know that, that Al Kaponim, that if she was married to three people for 30 years, the first two cannot mon back her, the ksuba that they paid her, she can come with a taina hashtu the kochshi. Iboye lohu, niseis l'revi, let's learn Rashi, and Taisus before we go further. There's no Rashi. Let's see Taisus. Niseis l'misha in leibonim, teitse b'loi ksube. Mashme, d'minasheini yesh lo ksube. It says to the third person, she goes out without a ksube. Mashme d'minasheini yesh lo ksube. V'chein mashme b'samuch, t'koma nises l'shlishi, b'loi hoyu l'abonim, madali t'vuhu ahanach kamoi. Mashme sh'asheini noson lo ksube. So from the Baraisa it seems that the first two give her a ksube, and the third one doesn't have to give her a ksube. V'teimo l'ri. So the ri asks a kashe, the mai yesh lo ksube min hasheini. Or kiven the osa lo l'shlishi. Since we say, if she was married to two people, we say she's not permitted to marry a third one that doesn't have bonim. Im kein sovo, so the town of the Braisa holds, the betray zimni have a chazoke, but after two times is a chazoke ready. So after being married for 20 years and not having any children, I say you can't have children. That's why she's not permitted to marry a third one. So why does the second one have to go and give her a ksube? If we say she can't have children, so why does he have to go and give her a ksuba? In Cain, so would have traced him to have a chazoke. V'chitayim ha-mishum da'omra lai-hashtu da'kochshi v'nistach v'sodayu. So here Taisha says, you know why he has to go and give her a ksuba? Because she'll taine. That's right. Two times is not a mikre. But could be the first time was a mikre. And now I became kochash. So memele, so I became kochash in the middle of the 10 years when the stach was a dayu. That means when I married you, I was able to have children. In the middle, I became unable to have children. When the stach was a dayu, now it's nebuch your it's a rachmonis on you, but it's your hard luck. So memele, so you, that's why you have to go and give me a ksube. So we see from Taisvis that Hashtu the Kochshi is a svar to be Maitzi moment. Not only to be Marzik moment, it's a svar to be Maitzi moment. So that's what Taisvis wanted to say. Im kein maika boy nisis l'shlishi, mi motzi omgolo di goli milse da'ad gormis. Can they say to her that it's your fault and they want back the ksube? Aidum im motzi somat Hashtu the Kochshi. So Taisvah says, this is such a svav ashti the kochshi, le afagav le nisis l'shlishi, ein lo ksube min ashenil mitam de motzi omra hashtu the kochshi. So that means, if we'll, so Taisvah is asking as follows. The barais is going according to Rebbe. Because it says, after being married to two people for 20 years, she's not permitted to marry a third person. So we see that the Baraisa holds that after two times there's a chazoke already. So Taisus asks Akashe, so if there's a chazoke, so why is the second one mechuyiv to go and give her a ksube? The chazoke paskandesh, you can't have children. If you can't have children, I'm not mechuyiv to give you a ksube. And you can't say that we're coming with a tain of hashtu the kochshi because the Gemara didn't know that tain yet. Period. So Taisus asks Akashe. So Taisvah says there are two shailas. There's a shailon hilchis iso veheta, and there's a shailon hilchis mominis. And we have different guidelines by each shaila. When it comes to hilchis isurim, we say that two times is a chazoke. So is she permitted to marry a third person that doesn't have children? We say two times is a chazoke, and we pass kindois on you that you aren't able to have children, and therefore you're not permitted to marry a third person. That's in hilchis isa. But in Hilchis Momin, we paskin that you need three times for an occurrence to occur in order to make a chazoket. So when it comes to the ksuba of the second one, we say, we didn't paskin nice, I can't have children. Lagabi Issa, we assume that. Lagabi Momin, we don't assume I can't have children. So therefore, only after she was married 30 years, then I see that she can't have children. Then we have a chazok legabi moment that she can't have children. Miutaina. So Taisvis says, so now everything is very good. Taisvis was miyashiv to beraisa. Legabi iso, I say two times is a chazoke, and she's not permitted to get married. Legabi moment, I say two times is not a chazoke, and she's deserving of a ksube. Miutaina. Da hashte le inyen isure, leisam chinon aroiv noshim de chosye le bonim, mishum de isra rube al yedei de ischazek betreizim. Now Taisa says like this, let's understand what I just said over here. Two times she didn't have children. Now she wants to marry a third person. So be emison, this a roiv. Roiv noshim can have children. But I say that Isra Rube, she's not like Reiv Noshim, because two times she didn't have children. So I say that the Chazoke creates a Reyes in the Reiv, that I cannot rely on Reiv. I say you're not from the Reiv women, because 20 years past she didn't have children, and therefore you're not permitted to get married. Uleinyin Momoin, but when it comes to the second one, they should give us ksube, samchin in a hayrube. Then we say, look, I could have children. I could have children. Afogav de isra betrei, in your moment, samchin hayrube, afogav de isra betrei zimni. So it comes out, legabi momin, I rely on roi. Legabi isra, I don't rely on roi. Uba'al mamrin in ipche. And all the time we say punfakel. So Taisvis says, I don't understand this psak. This is a psak that is in the whole Shas, we don't say like this. When it comes to Mondiksuba after two times, she says, I can have children. I two times she didn't have children. No, but listen, Reim Noshim have children. I'm like Rey. Two times Kamunat Shafarei is still in your moment. So she says, I'm like Reim Noshim. When it comes to get married to a third person, we say, you're not allowed to get married. It's Isra Rube. So Taisus blives by Akasha. The Shav Shmaitze, in Shmaitze Aleph, Simach of Dalek, he wants just to for this Kasha. I mean, Taisus is asking, Amira de Kekasha. Like this, we never go Basarayv Linyamomin. We go Basarayv Linyanisar, and here it's Venahapachu. We go Basarayv Linyanis. We don't go Basarayv Linyanis. We go Basarayv Linyamomin. And Momin is always Mohammed and Issa. So the Shmaitze says that the teretz of this kasha is that he brings a loshen of a Motrai. The Motrai says, Olim maisei bezden de ksube uch mechzekesi da havelei kegovui. That when Chazal said that ksube is a maisei bezden, and Chazal said that kozman, you don't prove that she doesn't deserve a ksube, we consider like she's a muchzik in the ksube. And like the ksube is govui already. So that means pshat is ke'ilu I'm murzik. After the second time, it's ke'ilu I'm murzik bid my aksube. And Isha is a din as ke'ilu, she's muzik bit mayaksu. But that's the alimus of Maisa Bezen. Now I have to take the money away from you. I'm muzik in the money. If you wrote a ksube, so it's considered kilo, I'm muzik in the ksube. Now you want to say that you want to take away the ksube from me because there's a reyesa, two times I didn't have children. For 20 years I didn't have children. So that is not strong enough to take away from me. That means that since there is a roiv noshim do have children, so this reyese is not strong enough to take the ksuba away from me, and I'm considered a muzik b'dmei ksuba, al tzalocha of olim maise bezin. Ma she'en kein, so you can't take, so the meila automatically you get the ksuba, you can't take away from me the dmei ksuba. But to be machma, not to marry someone who doesn't have children, that we're machma ready. Maybe it seems you can't have children, even though there's a roi, but this reyes is sufficient that we shouldn't rely on the roi. And if we can't rely on the roi, we tell this person, don't marry her. You have a mitzvah piyavariv, you don't marry this lady. We can't rely on the roi. But when it comes to ksube, even though we can't rely on the roi, but we don't have enough of a biru to be meitzi mamon from her. So therefore, she gets the ksube. That is how the shmeitze is mevaya al kaponim ar sugya. Teitze b'loi ksube. Now what was the second case over here? The second case was, what happened if she wasn't permitted to marry a third person. She married the third person without children. Teitzei b'loik subir. L'chayre nire. So first, Taisus wanted to say, not the way we learned, when we learned the Gemara, davke b'shoso imashlishi. It's speaking about that she was with the third one 10 years. Dum yedinises l'shlishi. Just like the case of nises l'shlishi. Zicha speaking about that she was with him 10 years. Now the Gemara wanted to say, so we have the three times a chazoket, now they should be able to mend back their money. So Tosfos wanted to say here, it's also speaking about that she was with the third one 10 years. Similar to the case of Nisus L'Shlisha Vayalei Bon. V'taime, the le'inye momen le'i marzekine lo bakora dis chazek petla zimni. So that is why she doesn't get a ksube from the third one, because there was three times a chazoke. She was married to three different men, and that is why she doesn't have the ksube. That is pshateitze b'loi ksube. Because now I have a biru of shalish pa'omim that she can't have children. V'im toima min ha'shlishi nami lo tafsit ksube. The Taimalei Hashdu the Kochshi Kemoisha Imeres Lavishna Lushaini. So now we see again Tosfos is asking the Kasha. That means after being married 30 years, she can't say that all my men can't have children and it's not me. She has to be Toil al Kaponim. It seems that the third husband could have children and it's her. So Tosfos asks, so Fakelt, so let her say that in the middle of the marriage, I became the skalkel, and now I can't have children, but, hashtu de kochshi, so, memele, but you owe me a ksube, so why doesn't the third one have to give her a ksube? So now Taisus says, yeshloima de taine da hashtu de kochshi le mahani lohoitzi, that is not a taine to be moitzi a ksube, that means this is only a taine when the first one, the second one had given her the ksuba already, and now she's a muzik in the ksuba, and now you want to take it away from her so she can come with a taine, could be hashtu de kochshi, and you owed me a ksuba. And if I'm a muzik in the ksuba, so memele, you can't take it away from me. But Lagabi, the third one, if she didn't get the ksuba from him yet, so Memele, so the hashtu, the kochshi, is not enough of a taine to be able to be meitzi the ksuba from him. Even though we just mentioned before, there's a svare of a olim meisi ksuba, that it's ki'ilu, she's a muzik, but after three times already, we know now she can't have children unless hashtu the kochshi. Hashtu the kochshi is not a taina to be meitzi from him. Avol koshe. So Taisu says the ibisho imo yutshonim. If it is speaking about that she was with the third husband 10 years, heichi koma besomoch gabinisis l'revi. And we have to see the Gemara further. So maybe we'll go back to the Gemara and then we'll come back to the Taisus. Al Kaponim, so Taisus has a problem over here. Taisus has a problem that Taisus wanted to say, he says that it's speaking about that it was 10 years. And now she cannot be gave the ksuba since there was a chazaka from three men. That's what Taisus wants to say. And then we'll go to the Gemara, then we'll come back to this Taisus. Now, let's go further in the Gemara. Zuk the Gemara. Iboyilo niseis l'revi v'hoyu l'abonim. She married a fourth husband. She had married three husbands. She did not have children. Nisais l'revi, now she married, and we just said before, the third husband doesn't give her a ksuba. The first will give her a ksuba, the third husband doesn't give her a ksuba. Nisais l'revi, now she married a fourth husband, v'hoyu l'abonim, and now she has children by the fourth husband. Ma'u d'tisboi l'shlishi. Can she go now to the third one and said, the whole reason you didn't give me a ksuba because I can't have children. See, I can have children. I had children by the fourth one. So the Gemara says, Omrinen lo shtikusech yofe midiburech. So we tell her, you'll be better off if you'll keep quiet or if you'll start talking. That means if you're going to mum from the third husband the ksuba, and you're telling him, see, I was able to have children. The motzi amala, so he'll tell her, ooh, you could have had children. Ana adaiti dahocha lo gerashticha. If I would have known you could have children, I never would have given you a get. So you tell me you can have children. Oh boy. So memela, so we're still married. So first of all, we're married, number one. And number two, the child you had by the fourth is a mamza. So memela, so she'll be in hot water by coming to the third one and telling him that I could have had children when I was married to you. So it's better for her to keep quiet. Don't mandik ksuba and don't bring up this parsha. Is maskiv lo rapope? So rapope asked, ihi shoske anan mishaskinam. So rapope said, what do you mean? Don't bring up the parsha. Manavshech. We see she had children. So we see she is a bas bonim. If she is a bas bonim, so it's takazoi. So if he would have known that she's a bas bonim, he never would have given her a get. Nimso get bottle uboneo mamzerim. So it comes out, it's takazoich. I mean, we tell her to keep quiet. It's good for, it's worthwhile for her to keep quiet. He said, well, what should she keep quiet? But how can we keep quiet? So this is takamayr de ketayne. If he would have known that she could have children, that would have given her a get. Elamrinon hashtohu debiryoso. Now I say fakert. I say that it's no raya, that which she had children now, that all along she was able to have children. Could be all along she was unable to have children. By the third one, she was also unable to have children. But now, she became healthy. Now let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Adaita dahocha loy girashticha. I'll come with a taina. If I would have known you could have children, never given you get. Ilo yisa yedei yishad basbonim. Loy girashticha. Never given you a get. Venimtsa get bottle amafreya. The get I gave you is a get bottle. It's a get betois. Maskiv lo rapope ve'imotzi balo levetule get pahochi. If the bal can be mevatel the get, so ki shosa kafila, she keeps quiet, may have it, anan mishaskinen. Hovadi adaita dochi lo girsha. Manashech, if it's a taine, so let's taine this. If you would have known that she could have children, I would have given her a get. Elo midishaskinen, since we do keep quiet, vadai loy motzi livtuli. So he can't be mevatel the get. Tomrine lei, misfeike komegar shalo. We told him, when you gave her a get, you did not know 100% that she can't have children. Because even though it was huzik two times, we'll see, but that is not a dovo vadai that she can't have children. There's zikha a possibility she could have children. And you still gave her a get. Why did you give her a get? You gave her a get. Misfeika komegar shalei, v'loich besloch bo. That means you knew then there is a possibility that she could have children, but you still gave her a get. So what's pshat? V'loich besloch bo. You don't want her. V'gomro bedaitach legerishin. You made up your mind to give her a get. That is why you gave her a get. Because she didn't know 100% she can't have children. You're permitted to assume she can't have children, but you don't know that she can't have children. So memeila, she can't come with a taina that it's a geirishin betois, because all along you were aware of this possibility, and you still gave her a get. So now let's mum the ksuba. Alayika lemiftari, but if you want a patin from the ksuba, hachi patrinalei. He can tell a different taina. That's true. You had children now. Now you became cured. Now she became cured of the chayli. The first 30 years she had a chayli, she was unable to become muberes. And now you became cured. So that's why I'm not mechuyev to give you a ksuba. When you were married to me, you were unable to have children. That is how Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara. Now let us go back to Tosfos. Tosfos had a tzad, but that what it says, Teitzei Beloi Ksube, by the third one means that she was married to the third one 10 years, and Teitzei Shloi Beksube, because after 10 years, I see Klo that she can't have children. And she can't be mitzi from him aksuba with a taina of hashtu de kochsha. Avul kochsha. The ibe shoa ima yutshonim. If it's speaking about that she was by the third one 10 years, heichi koma besomach gabinisis l'revi v'hoyu l'abonim. So the argument we just learned now, that she had children by the fourth husband, so he'll tie it to her. That if I would have known you could have children, I wouldn't have given you a get. For after gav shehi bas bonim al kol chayu tzorich legarshe, kiven de loizocha li bonis mimeno. So Tosfos asks, Amayra de kekasha. Tosfos asks that this person, he was married to her. We're talking about the third person was married to her 10 years. Now, what is the halacha if a person is married to Isha 10 years and he doesn't have children? Bezin forces him to give a get. You could have children, you can't have children, whatever it is. Bezin forced him to give a get, just like the first one Bezin forced. Why did the Bezin force him by the first time? Because Akocha, we see you can't have children with her. Could be she could have children, you could have children, but you two are not a pair. That's why you're forced to give a get the first time, and the second time, and the third time. Without cheshbonis. The third time I know she can't have children. Forget about that. But Al Kaponim, there's another reason why, but Bezin forces a person to give a get. because I see you were married 10 years and you couldn't have a child with her. So now she comes back and she tells him, you know, I could have children, so give me a ksuba. So the Gemara says, ooh, if she'll mom from a ksuba, you know the whole get is betois. If I would have known. What do you mean? Bezdin forced him to give a get. After 10 years, a fellow you could have chosen, he was mechuyev to give a get. He doesn't have any chosen, he's mechuyev to give a get after 10 years. So what is pshat in the Gemara? Lekach nire lari, de la alta teitzei shaloi biksube, de la, yeah, that, it's not speaking about he was married to her 10 years. He was married with her 2 weeks. And teitzei shaloi biksube. And he goes and she doesn't get a ksuba. Not because of a knas, the kansua that we consent her. She did an avla because she wasn't allowed to get married. The Gemara we just learned now, klaz or shayla, can she mon from the third one the ksuba? Viknasu, if the reason she doesn't get a ksuba because she did an avla. What is she money from the shlishi? You were not allowed to marry a person, shein lo bonim. That was the halacha. You could have kids, you can't have kids, but you weren't allowed to marry. And because you're married, we consent you. So what's the whole sugya later? So the Ri says it's speaking about, and that's when we learned the Gemara. It's speaking about as follows. The Bishaloi Hikir Bo'ayri. It is speaking about the first two men, she was married with them, each one 10 years. And after the 20 years, we paskin, she's not permitted to marry a person without children, because we're mechuyev to assume she's unable to have children. Now, the third one married her, he was unaware of the whole Isaac, the Mishlahiki Bo'ayri. So it's a mekach tois. That means if I would have known that Chazaka says you can't have children, I never would have married you. So a kaponim legabi the ksuba is not mechuyev to give her a ksuba. But the minute she has children from the fourth one, Chayzeres v'teivas l'shlishi. Now she can go in mon from the shlishi. The goli milsa the lav mekach toisu. Now that was the sugya later. That means he said, if I would have known you can't have children, that would have married you. So it's a mekach tois. But now, so that's why he didn't give her a ksube. But al koponim. So now she says, what do you mean? It's not a mekach tois. You see, I could have had children. So Mamela, that was the shail of the Gemara, can she mon from him the ksubin? V'chein motzari behilchest rav yudoi goin, the beloi hikir bo'ayri. That what it says over here by the third one. She doesn't get a ksubin. Speaking about he was unaware that she was married two times. Avol hikir bo yesh lo ksubin. If he knew that she was married two times, and she didn't have any children, and he married her, Be'isr, he was the last time, but he married her. Yes, look, sube. Period. We learned in Tesefta, Nisei Slami She'en Leibonim Teitzei Shaloi Biksube, Mibnei Shenus Nisueho Nisue Minis, that's a modern Tesefta, that she doesn't have a ksuba by the third one because the Nisuin is Minis. That means she said Nisuei Tois. He comes with a time. If I would have known that you were married two times, I never would have married you. So that's how Taisvis learns Pshat in the previous Gemara. So the vowel, let us chaza over what we know so far. If she was married to two men, in 20 years, and she didn't have children, we paskin like Rebbe, that we say that Isra Rube, you're not permitted to marry a third person that doesn't have children. There's a reyes in the, you can't say you're like Roiv Noshim, we do not permit you to marry a third person. Fine. That's the first halacha. Loi tinosi lishlishim ein lebonim. If she married this third person and he was unaware, that's the case of the Barais according to Tosis. If she married this third person, he was unaware that she had been previously married to two people for 20 years and didn't have children, then he can go and give her a get without a ksuba. He could come with a time that was a mekach tois. If I would have known that Yisrael Arube, that we should assume you can't have children, and I would have married you. So Lamaise, because of that, is potter to give her a ksuba. Now, the Gemara says, now the Gemara clears a shayla, what is if she married a fourth person and she had children? Can she go now to the third person? Now we understand, the third person didn't give her a ksuba, he says it's a mekach tois. If I would have known you can't have children, I would never have been mechayev a ksuba to you. I wouldn't. But she says, no, you see now that I could have children. So the Gemara said, better don't say that, because if you say it's a tois, the gerishin, if you say it's a tois, so say the whole gerishin is a tois. We'll say the whole gerishin is a tois, and then there'll be problems, so the child will be a mamzer. So better let's not talk about it. So the Gemara says, the Gemara said that doesn't make sense. That means if there's a mokim to say that it was a gerishin betois, and if he would have known that she could have children, that would have given her a get. So let us tain of this taina. Saka shek lecha taina. V'im taima. So Taisvus asks Akasha, this nan ba'asheleach, we learned in Hasheleach, ha-moitzi ishtoi mishum eilenis. Ha-moitzi ishtoi mishum eilenis means as follows. He was under the impression she was an eilenis, and he gave her a get. He doesn't want to be married to an eilenis, and eilenis can't have children. Rabbi Yehuda oimer lo yachzer. We tell him, as soon as he gives her a get, he said, Klum, I'm giving you a get because of idleness. So we tell him by the get, Rabbi Yid, you should know, you're giving her a get, you can never remarry her. If she'll have children later, well, you can never remarry her. La yachse. Niseis la acher v'hoyu la bonim. Now, what happens if she got married to someone else? He gave her a get, she's an idleness. He was under the impression she was an idleness. Niseis la acher v'hoyu la bonim. Vihi teivas ksuboso, and now she wants to be tevei the ksuba. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, oimer lo, so we tell her, shtikusech yofa midiburech. So we tell her, listen, don't mon the ksuba, you'll mon the ksuba, so we'll say that the get was betois. Bahashte tiksha also, let's ask the same kasha, ihi shoske anan mishaskin. Let's ask the same kasha, if there's such a taine, So why don't we tie this that it's a get betoys? Be a shleima. Kiven the takina la Rabbi Yehuda de la yachse. Really, there's no such taina be'etzim. Because Rabbi Yehuda said there was a takone de la yachse. We told them right away, you're giving her a get, and b'shemoifin, you cannot remarry her. Leka lemeichesh l'kilkula. So there's no kilkul. He can't say, if I would have known, because we told him right away. Whatever is going to happen, you can't remarry her. So remember, you're giving her get b'choloif. The Rabbonon afal gav diyakse, the Rabbonon who hold is permitted to remarry her, is also like Hashin and Asim l'kilkula, given the lechoshash livdaik yofa b'simoni islandis. We see he did not make a good bedike, because lamaisa we see she did have children. Is gomar b'datoi ligarish b'cholinyin. Allahochi shaskina, and that's why we keep quiet. That means there's no shaila that it's a get. It's no shaila that it's a get betois. Bein la Rabbi Yehuda, bein la Rabbonon, it's not a get betois. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we told them in advance, even if she'll have, you should know, you'll never be able to remarry her. Even if she'll have children, you should know that. And if he gave her a get, he gave her a get b'cholayf. According to the Rabbonon, he didn't tell him that, but since he knows he made a batlonish bedike, so kochach, he's giving her a get, a daite doch, even though she's not an islandess, he's still giving her a get. But if she's going to, so there's no shaila of a get betois, but But if she's going to come back to him and say, you know, give me a ksuba, then he could say a taina. That means, you want, I should give you a ksuba. If I would not have to give you a ksuba, I wouldn't have given you a get. So there the Gemara said, you better not mon a ksuba because it'll be an expensive ksuba. Because he could taina and that I wouldn't have given you a get if I knew I have to give you a ksuba. He can't come with a taina if I would have known you'd have chosen, I wouldn't give you a get. That he can't taina. Because it's speaking about, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we told him, lo yarza. Now, according to the Chachomim, kibud lechoshes lebotko, so b'chol leifin he gave a get. That is not a taine. But a ksub is a taine. He says, if I would have known to give you a ksub, I wouldn't have given you a get. Avol hocha. So therefore, there is no shash kilku. Avol hocha dele ke takone de lo yarze. Here there's no takone of lo yarze, that he's not permitted to remarry her. So here the Gemara asks, how can we be quiet? Since he didn't bother, and I only could be Mevara, and he wasn't Mevara Yofa, so there you can't say it's Gerish and Toys. And we know why he gave her a get. So here there's a kilkul over here. So how could we be quiet? Was he not mishapir or the mash mishalef le motzi mekalkula elok sheomalom mishum shemra veneda v'ayron nisani meitziyach odavke, if he said beferish, I'm giving you a get because of these reasons. V'och hafo gavli omalom mishum akoris ani meitziyach emotzi mekalkula. The parish is because we know why he's giving her a get. Because he found out that she was married to two people for 20 years and she didn't have any children. So we know the reason. And here, he ketake tainetz gerish and toys. Umeshani dohochi loishayach kilkule. Tomrinen hashtuhu dibir yosom. So Toysus does not learn like Rashi. Toysus learns that he can't be mekalkal her because, just like she can't manaksuba from him, because we say hashtu debiyos, so he can't be mekalkal her either also because of this reason. Because could be hashtu debiyos, or bishasha gil shalehos lohisaruya. So she wasn't roi, so memele, so it's not geirish and tois. Who says bechlau that fakert, if after the first two times, she was unable to have children. Say, I assumed by him also, she also wouldn't be able to have children. Forget, I assumed that. So it's a good get. It wasn't a get for toys. I now she had children. So that doesn't prove anything at all. Could be yashtu, the beyoso. Bishash gil, shalahoy sarui. Avo bishemra. Vineda va'ailanis. Ike kilkulok shenis gala lipsoif. Shashemra hoyo sheker. Blehoysa ailanis kamitrilo. Dimhoysa lehava brieloilom. That means that if we see that she was an islandess, that she had children later, so if she was an islandess, she would never have had children later. And if she...
That means later, if she was, she had nidorim, and he was unaware he could be made for the nidorim, if he would have been aware he could be made for the dorim, he never would have... So it's like she never had the dorim. Period. So Bekitzer, so Taisvah says, an our Gemara is as follows. Our Gemara is, the Gemara had asked Akashe that let him be able, we should be a non-Mishaskinen, since we see that she had children, so we see all along she wasn't an Akore. So L'chayre should be a get betoys. The whole get was betoys. He said it was kedusha toys. Now she was a get betoys. So the Gemara says, we have no right to say that it was a get betois, it could be hash to who, now she became roi to have children, the whole time she was unable to have children. So it wasn't a get betois. Vim taima, the bepeire kama de nida oma gabi isha shein lo vest. There it says as follows, an isha does not have a vest, lo yachzer. He's not in the subway, so he gives her a get, he can't be with her, he doesn't know when she'll have a riyah. Lo yachzer, he's not permitted to remarry her. Afilo hoda v'iskin, mishum kilkula. The same thing, because if he'll be able to remarry her, so if she'll become mesukin, so he'll say, oh, if I would have known that you could be mesukin, then I would have given you a get. So therefore we said you can never remarry her. Bahashta ben yochel kalkula. He can't be mekalkul, da mahashto de briyas, ke de brinen hochi. By Marie de Loidomi de Kilko Bonim Ein Refur May Ellis Kolkach. Lakach she Bishosh Gilsha Loyhoisa Bas Bon, Lakach Bishosh Gilsha Loyhoisa Bas Bonim, Loyshir She Therapy Legamri Migarishlo. That means since it's not Shriach, if she wasn't a Bas Bonim then, and it's not Shriach that she should be able to become healed later. So Memele, so he did no choice of giving her a get, so he gave her a get like Belev Sholem. Later she became the Srape, so Fakert, Hashtu, so Memele, so Hashtu the Briyas, but it wasn't a get betois. Aber Kilkul the Vesh Shriach li Srapes. Aber Kilkul of a Vesh Shriach li Srapes. Vulei Gomar Megarish, so Memele, this is something that's all to happen. So if he would know that she could be in his rap, he never would have given her a get. So therefore the Gemara says we have to make a takone, that we have to tell him if you're giving her a get, Shein Lovest, you have to know you never can remarry her. Then he can't be mekalkolor anymore. Like Lamaima has to the Brias, the Igoli Musala Mafre, the Baicha is a Tachta Vibrias. Rav Shlomo de Yovish said that there is a different chash. That means, let us say, the last time before he gave her a get, she was Mukulkelis. She never had a vest, Kabua. And the last time she saw Chofei El, for example. So Lamaisa, and then, but she's Mukulkelis, he gave her a get. Then after he gave her a get, she saw Chofei Tishrei and Chofei Cheshvin. So Memele, so I see Klo, that from Chofei Elo, she was a Mesukenis already. So Memele, so there he could be Mikalkola. So therefore we say that when he gives her a get, we have to be master with him, but he's not permitted to be master. Let us go further. Now, the next Gemara, we have here a Machloikis Rashi in Tosfos. What's Pshat in the next Gemara? So we'll learn now the Gemara the way Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara. Oma Rabbi Ami. No. Hu Oma? Hu Oma Mino. He says, this is how Rashi learned Pshat. Rashi is very bekitzim. This is how the Rashi said Rashi learned Pshat. We're speaking about a person was married to an Isha 10 years. There was no children. So what is the aloche? So the aloche is that he goes and gives her a get after 10 years with a ksube. Hu omar mino. He said, you know why we didn't have children? She couldn't have children. She was miskasha betashmish. Bishas tashmish, she was miskasha. She was poilet de zera bishas tashmish. She couldn't have children. I'm telling you that she couldn't have children. So lemaisa, I'm not mechuyif to give her a ksuba. The only reason a husband is mechuyif to give her a ksuba after 10 years, because we say, maybe it's your fault. Maybe you want zoichali bonus mimena. But here it's speaking about who Oymamina is coming with a tainus bori. I'm telling you, she couldn't have children. So I'm giving her a get. Vihi omra minay. And she's saying, could be you're right. But you also couldn't have children. You were not Yoyre Kechetz. So Memele, you also couldn't have children. So Memele, so what are you timing? That you're not Mechuyev to give me a Ksube? Because I can't have children. Rabbi, they have news for you. You also can't have children. So Memele, so if you also can't have children, we're a pair. So Memele, so you want to give me a get? Gesundheit, but you give me a Ksube. That means you only have a taina, you can only have a taina that, you can only have a taina that you don't owe me a ksube if you could have children. And the fault was only because of me. So you can taina, I'm not mechuyev to give you a ksube, you're a nisha that can't have children. But she says you also couldn't have children, you're not yoyre kecheit, vihi omro minei. And he's makrish this. He says, you're wrong. I am my yoyre kecheitz. Omer Rabami dvorim shebeinoi lebeino nemenes. So in this shaila, he says he was moyre kecheitz. And she says he's not moyre kecheitz. She's believed. Why? V'taim amai, he came lo b'yoyre kechetz, who like him lo b'yoyre kechetz. She can know, she can feel if his zera was yoyre kechetz, and he can't feel if the zera is yoyre kechetz. So let me just read over to you the Loshon HaRashba, and then we'll see Rashi, and then we'll see Tosfos. The Rashba says, speaking about bebo b'taynes bori shehim miskashe b'shas tashmish, and it's speaking about, he's the first husband that married her. He married her for 10 years. And now the halacha in the Mishnah was, he gives her a get with a ksube. But he says, how I don't have to give a ksube because she was unable to have children. So the Rashba says, afilu namin oisai, afilu will believe him, shehi ein ru'uya leilei. Im rotze lo hoitze yiten ksube. The legabi di day lav mekach tois. For you, this is not a mekach tois because you also can't have children. Hilkach legabi ksube havale bori vishema. That means like this. She's saying a tainis bori that you're not yoyre kechetz because she can know. You're saying a tiny shema, you're saying a bori, I'm yoyre kechetz, but you can't know if you're yoyre kechetz or not. So lemaisa, so you have a din of bori v'shema. So the Rashba says, kiven debivistoma yevina lo ksube. Normally, after 10 years, you give her a get, she gets a ksube. The loy is chaska, there's no, she wasn't mischazak, she can't have children. You want to be mafsid the ksuba because you're tiny that she can't have children. You want to say that she shouldn't get a ksuba because she can't have children. So that's why we mafsid the ksuba. But since she's tiny, you also can't have children. And in that, she's a bori and you're a shema. So memele, so we say, therefore, you're mechuyev to give her a ksuba. That means you can't be mafkiya your chiyev ksuba with a tiny shema when she's finding a tiny bori. Now let us see Rashi. This is how the Rashba says. Rashi is very sosum. But that's how the Rashba says Pshat and Rashi. Mido yoideya ani shemachmosahu. I know that it's because of her. She'ein li bonim. V'lo yeten ksuba. I know it's because of her. So mino means that there was a difference. There was a chesaron in her. There was a chesaron in her. That's why he's tining. But she's tining. I feel there was a chesaron in me, but there was a chesaron in you also. And that she's a bori and he's a shem. Now, this is how Rashi and the Rashba learned Pshat in this Gemara. Now, Tosfos did not, well, in order for us to understand the Tosfos, Tosfos learned Pshat in the Gemara differently. The Rashba, we said, in Rashi learned Pshat that he's saying a tainis bori, that she can't have children. She's miskasha betashmir. She can't have children. And she's coming with a taina. That's true, but you also can't have children. So melech tada mekach tois. Taisvis understood pshat, hu oimar mino, he's not coming, he's just saying, I'm yoyre kechetz. So if I know I'm yoyre kechetz, so memele, if there's no children, it's from her, it's not from me, because I'm yoyre kechetz. And she's saying that you're not yoyre kechetz. That is the case according to Taisvis. That means he's not saying anything that she can't have children. Mino means that it's not me many because I'm Yerik Kechetz. And therefore Taisvis had shrekliche problems on our Gemara. Shebeinoi lebeino hine menes. Teimo, the Bamai Airi. So Taisvis, what is this speaking about? Dibisho sa eser shonim imoi. So again, according to Taisvis we're speaking about, he says, I'm Yoyre Kechetz. So it's not me. And she says, you're not Yoyre Kechetz. So Taisa says, but my Ivy. Di Bishor Sa Eser Shonim, if she was with him 10 years, Lomali Taimed Den Yoyre Kechetz, why do you have to say he's not Yoyre Kechetz? Avila Yoyre Kechetz Nami. Yoyre Kechetz, Nami Yoytzibiting Suba. We learn the Gemara Dav Samach Dalad Amid Beis on Alach Hashbainis. If a person is married to a woman 10 years and there's no children, so both of them physically could be gabaldic. There's no physical problems we're aware of. The Gemara says, so it could be loizoche libonis mimena. Maybe you weren't zoiche to have children from her. And why do we assume this? Because you have a mitzvah piyah v'rivi, she doesn't have a mitzvah piyah v'rivi, so we tell her, maybe you won't take it. So Memela Sotaisva says, why do you need this whole shakla v'tarya over here to say that she knows better than him, he's not Yerik Kechetz? Let him be Yerik Kechetz gesuntehein. Afal pikein, he owes her a ksube. Because if they were, this is the first person she married, so after 10 years, we're told the reason they weren't zeichet to children is because leizochali bonus mimena. You can have children, she can have children, but you weren't zeichali bonus mimena. So please give her a get and give her a ksubit. So you don't need this whole sugya. The Elisha, if it's speaking about that it wasn't sure, that means they're married 2 years. And now she comes and says, he's not Yere Kechetz. So Mamela, so what? So she wants a get now. She wants a get and a ksuba. He's not Yere Kechetz. And he says, I am Yere Kechetz. And the Gemara says, we believe her because she knows better. So Taisu says, that's true, she knows better. But who's saying she's telling the truth? Shema einer nosno ba'acher. Maybe she fell in love with another person, so she has to get rid of this husband. So she comes with a maise, he's not Yerik Kechetz. She comes to Bezdin, and then I want to get, he's not Yerik Kechetz, and finished. And where do we see we're chayish for such a thing? Kemishna achoyne de saif nedom. This is a case of the Mishnah achoyne. The snan. We learned in the Mishnah as follows. Berishayna hayu aimrin. In the beginning, when people were erlich, they said, Gimu noshim yoytzeis v'noitlis ksube. Three women they can fodder a get, and they get a ksube. What's one of the three women? Hashemayim beini lebeinach. She comes to Bezdin, and she tells Bezdin, the Rebbeinu Shalom knows what's beini lebeinach. Perish, Gori l'shamayim sheni yoyre kechetz. That she comes to Bezdin. I'm telling you, he's not yoyre kechetz. Tohochi mashma hosam bigmola. So the Mishnah Rishayna says, when women were in choshen l'shaker, so lemaise, if they came to Bezdin, and they said, he's not yoyre kechetz. So memele, she's not choshen l'shaker. She knows if he's yoyre kechetz or not. So Memele, she says he's not Yerik Kechetz, he's not Yerik Kechetz. So we told her, to tell the husband, please give her a get next Sunday, finished. Chazru Loima, but then later, as the generations progressed, and people fell from their madreg of honesty, Chazru Loima, Shalei Teisha Neisenes Eineo Ba'acher, maybe a woman will be noisenes einelba achel umikalkelis al baila, and she'll come, she wants to get rid of her husband now, so she'll come and say this eitz, and no one can disprove her. Ella, so there's a Mishnah Chayne. Hashemayim beini lebeinach, she comes to Bezen, he's not yere kechetz, yasu derech bakoshe. So we tell them, nebech azoi, yivakshu shneim rachmin. So we'll tell them which kapitlach tillim to say, nebech, we give her which kapitlach, and say this, and finish, and give tzedoke, mevin sheron, and aguta talk. But we don't tell him to give her get, because we don't trust her. So Mamela, you say he's not your kichetz, Yivakish Rachman. The Rebbeinu Shalom betelt. Oy kamay shepeir shrach sheyasu sude v'yispaisu. Let them become, let become the seira the ave beinei. Aba al kaponim. That is the halacha. The halacha is that if the according to the Mishnah Achrayne, if she wants a get. Because Shemayim Beini Lebeinach, she's not Nema. We don't believe her. V'chiteima, so Memele, so Tosfos is asking, Memonevshech, what is the case of our Gemara? That means the only Shakla V'taya where Tosfos understood was, the Shakla V'taya was that he says, it's me, no, it's not from me, I'm Yerei Kechet. And she says, you're not Yerei Kechet. So Tosfos says, Memonevshech. If 10 years pass, and you're Mechuyev to give a get, so Memela, so what's the shakla with her? Yo kechetz, not yo kechetz. Well, yo kechetz, you mechuyev to give her a ksube, because I assume shloi zochali bonis mimeno. And if it is speaking about that 10 years did not pass, and she wants to get a get from you, so, and then she's saying that, he's not yo kechetz, we won't believe her. Shemine nos nebaacha. I'll say there it's speaking about that she's not coming machmastaine. What's the type machmastaine? This when a woman comes to Bezen, she says the husband is not yeri kechetz. So what does that mean? Can't have children. Well, see, later in the Gemara, a woman came to Bezen, my husband can't have children. So they told her, you know, you're part of a period of review. What's your geshef? That's his mitzvah. You can't have children. So she started sobbing in front of Bezen. Yeah, very good. I'm part of a period. What's going to be when I become old? Who's going to support me? Who's going to bury me? What do you mean? I'm part of a period, but what's going to be with me? What's going to be when I get old? No, she comes with that. That's called Bo Machmas Taina. But she has to taina this. If she doesn't taina this, we won't. There's no Dim Sach Pi Chalila. But if she tainas this, so then the halacha is, then we have to hear what she's saying. She's coming with a taina. We can't force this woman to remain married to her husband and Nebuch, when she'll get old, she'll talk and she won't have anyone to be metapel with her. The chitayim, and maybe say, the hosam beina bo machmas taina. The gemara over there in the dorim that says you don't, he's not mechuyev to give her a get. She's just saying a taina, he's not yerei kechet. So we tell her. We don't make an esek out of it. Now Gemara is speaking about she's coming and saying, he says I'm Yerei Kechet. She says he's not Yerei Kechet. And Memelin, she comes with a whole sob story. What's going to be when I get old? I need someone to be metabol with me. Mikomokim Taisva says, Taina he, Taina el, Nechishem and Nosne Nel Ba'ache. The Gemara said that we can't believe her. Taina he, Taina el. The reason the Mishnah Chayne says you don't give a get because you don't believe the whole thing. Shem and Nosne Nel Ba'ache. V'oi the Hosom, if you'll say the Gemara in the Dorm is speaking about, Im Ein Bo Machmas Taina, if she didn't say a tain over there, and that's we don't give a get, is my nafke lo mino? So what is she coming to Bezen and taine? He's not yerei kechet, so he's not yerei kechet. So what is a mishter reshayne lo mamo yaitz if he thinks subim? So memela, so that's why dwell tais is stuck.